This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Vicky Morzillo, V-I-C-K-Y-M-O-R-Z-I-L-L-O. Date of birth 08-27-1957. Date of appointment 10-1-2024. Requesting physician Joseph Dimaria, J-O-S-E-P-A-D-I-M-A-R-I-A. Dear Dr. Dimaria, I have the pleasure of seeing Vicky Morzillo today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who fractured T12 vertebra in August 2024. Her legs are usually weak and she fell backward at the porch. She had a vascular surgery in the right leg by Dr. Patty, P-A-T-T-Y. She was in St. Mary's Hospital and then transferred to the Albany Medical Center. She was given brace. When she stand up, her feet are buckled. She went to the St. Mary's Hospital again and readmitted and then transferred to the Cooperstown Center for Rehabilitation. Right now she is getting physical therapy over there. She is walking with the help of the walker. Legs are strong. She does not have any obvious weakness, numbness and pain in the legs and the hand. She has a good control of the bowel and bladder. Past medical history, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, atrial fibrillation, stroke on the right side. Past surgical history, right leg vascular surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, amlodipine, bisacodyl, carvedilol, cyclobenzaprine, docetaxel, sodium, Eliquis, acetylcypram, Humalog, hydrochlorothiazide, Lantus, omeprazole, oxycodone, rizuvastatin. Socialisty, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives with the boyfriend, have 4 kids, 1 kid deceased. Family history, father deceased with chronic renal failure, mother deceased, CHF, 1 sister with hypertension, 1 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having some weakness in the legs. She has a fracture, T12 vertebra. She came into the office in a wheelchair. Physical examination, blood pressure 200/95, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 204. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, T12 fracture vertebra. T12 compression fracture vertebra. Number 2, history of right-sided stroke. Number 3, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, she does not have any neurological issue with the fracture. Spine surgery consultation is recommended. Continue the LLS 2.5 milligram 2 times daily. Rizovestatin 10 milligram daily and acetylcypram 10 milligram daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. She needs adjustment of the blood pressure medication. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis.